The Enchanted Echo. I should say that when I first started to write poetry at the age of 13, the first poem I wrote was taken by the school magazine and given a buck for it, so I thought this was an easy way to make a buck. Also, I was a great admirer of Bliss Carman at that time. One poem of his particularly that goes, Arnoldus Villanova, 600 years ago, said peonies of magic, and I believe it so. Practically all of Carmen has a tremendous iambic rhythm, and I copied that rhythm right down to the, every syllable was the same as Carmen's, and it took me 15 years to break it. And these poems of mine are in that exact rhythm. Declaration of Faith. He is not dead. I call to mind his image, crystal clear. He is not dead. My eyes are blind, and I refuse to hear. He does but sleep with wakeful heart and quickened pulse, for he is mindful of pale buds that start and swallows serenity. He does but pause a while until the river banks are green, and hesitant the winds are still in petal paths between. He does but rest in slumber soft, say I, like cradle pool. To break the spell, a bluebird coughed and touched his forehead cool. So shall I fail to recognize poor relics sent to me? So shall I fail to recognize poor relics sent to me? So shall the hand of one more wise recall him from the sea. In passing, her fluid movements barely cloak untrammeled limbs long. Her hair is like low-lying smoke where shadow vespers throng. Her golden eyes are shuttered light, and ivory lamps, and jade. Her lips are scarlet petals bright from some fair garden strayed. A goddess lost from moor and fen, her magic spell to weave, and seeking hearts of silent men, and lovely make-believe. A vision glimpsed, though scarcely caught, with haunting sense of loss. The flitting memory that I sought some shadow street to cross. My spirit turned and hastened back, as if it heard a call. That other self, whose dreams I lack, may find her after all. Hibernated Bear. His comic muzzle skyward propped, his crooked legs were thrust into a litter of dead leaves, enmeshed in silent dust. His heartbeat stilled and nearly stopped to contemplate anew the antics of young salmon thieves in berry patches blue. His wrinkled features slyly grinned, as if aware the while of alien presence watching him. He seemed at that to smile. A ghost of summer's laden wind stirred quiet in his mind, vague silhouettes of battles grim, and feasting left behind. Great chest relaxed and armored paws in mimic half salute. Contrasting shades of shadows swept his shaggy coat, her suit. Gray cobwebs clung like silvered gauze and flung festoons the cave. Uneasy grew the giant that slept, and I was less than brave. A Remembrance. There's wind in the whispering maple and willows beside the shore. The slim canoes that he fashioned will return to him no more. Cool depths of the still pine forest, blue bitter smoke in the fall. Each bows down to the queenly birch, the silver mother of all. Clean comradeship of the open, and joy in a heavy load. May the wells be sweet and plenty, you travel the unknown road. Till the gods of men grow weary, and the breath of life shall fail. They'll follow the feet of many over the whispering trail. The lace and the wheels are silent till a thousand years have rolled, and the sleeping heart awaken, and the waking world grows old. He shall fashion more kingly mansions with hidden panels and doors, from plans of a master craftsman with windows and hardwood floors. He shall wander the rolling valleys and fish in the virgin streams, till the twilight world is nodding and the tired-out angler dreams. till the gods of men grow weary, and man's 80 years have rolled, till the sleeping heart awakens, and the waking world grows old. Blind, he cannot see the clouds go by, like negligees that robe the sky, or mandarins when veiled in foam, white mountains trail the sunset home. Sweet fragrant winds like silver lull the lilting shadow of a gull, and any dark unneedful thing when summer makes the senses sing. I spoke to him, and asked no less his formula for happiness, that unsubstantial patterns scroll like webwork on the very old. Content is something men pursue when all the time it follows you, till breathlessly you stand apart and find it sleeping in your heart. Infatuation. With your gold hair like coiling chains about my heart, entwined into the substance of a tarnished soul, encircling close goes back to you. Now your bright eyes of melting green, an opening in me have found, and entered briefly to remain, while in their limpid depths I've drowned. Should prisoner bewail his fate, if sealed and held by silken bars, should captive from the sun escape along a pathway to the stars. A pilgrim meshed in troubled dreams, entangled in a hopeless skein, do vagabonds recant the road, do flooded streams regret the rain. Be calmed, a sailor on the shore, like driftwood floating in your spell. And witchery is anchored there, my heart, until your lips farewell. Helen of Troy. Oh, Helen's lips were very fair, and Helen's eyes were blue. She gazed on king and commoner, contentment never knew. Oh, Helen's heart was warm in spring, when brown October came, she was the alder on the hill to set men's blood aflame. Oh, Helen's hands were lotus blooms upon the moonlit pond, but none since dim antiquity could make her heart respond. Oh, Helen's hair was night in chains, her eyes would thrones beguile, and all the men of all the world hung breathless on her smile. Oh, Helen's lips are dust withal, and Troy has had its day. A passing minstrel sang of her and wandered on his way. Dramatis personae. The door banged shut, and shadows closed in on the quiet room. The coroner's steps clomp stairward, like a dusty drum's dull boom. Plaintiff, the staircase whispered, and softly the shadows sighed, steeping the night with music, mad music that rose and died. The door banged shut, and shadows climb huge in the oak settee. Here, said the doorknob grayly, they laughed in their soon-sped glee. Here, said the worn red footstool, they knelt for a moment's prayer. Here, said the floor lamp dimly, I blazed on her corn-silk hair. The dark room glimmered briefly as the lightning flared without. They might, said the fireplace skeptic, have grown to be fat and stout. Here, said the window whitely, their kiss reflects in the glass. Here, said the tired old sofa, they sat when they turned the gas. Dramatis personae. Wilhelm Hans Ahlern. The Kaiser. Wilhelm Hans Ahlern. There's a muster of drums on the highway, and the bugler's hand is stayed. There comes one more from the shadows, to march with the last parade. The glitter of scarlet banners, the purple and gold of kings, but now, as the tide moves onward, are molded in formless things. The mutter of drums subsiding as the serried ranks loom high. They are one with the lost battalions whose leader is standing by. Shall we, as we rush to battle a cause that he led once more, not grudge him a word of pity far over the lifting roar? He goes to the last field marshal, a broken sword in his hand, to dream of the vast dominions and the conquest that he planned. Shall the kindly world remember mistakes that are past and gone? Who knows, but he takes a message to one who lives in the dawn. A prairie town. It nestled on the brink of day, just 26 miles away. So close the train could override its houses in a giant stride. So close the dusty streets had seemed a still life painting that I dreamed. I could imagine winking lights surrounded by their satellites, and dingy houses scattered to the straggling limits of a zoo, alike to others by the score, unchanging as an apple's core. The train chopped distance short and small, convenient lengths for perusal. Obliquely slanted buildings came like roaring sparks spat out by flame, and flickered on the track to die. We were alone, the train and I. Things beyond reach. If I could write a perfect song, unequaled or excelled, if I could write a perfect song, unequaled or excelled, I had within my mind and heart the sum of living held. If I could capture goldenrod and weave its tawny hues with simple music of the rain and weathered chimney flues. If I could trace a river's course and run it through my song, a sinuous and lovely thing that trips the waves along. If I could breathe a crocus scent from out the written page, or make the smell of roses live and reach an older age. If that philosopher could read and dream aloud and say, he brings the roadside flowers to life, he makes the past day. Ah, then, perhaps, in confidence, I might lay down my pen. But soon would come the spring, and I must needs be dreaming then. Francois Villon. Mist along the Orleans road, the stars are out tonight. The coquillards are marching, the moon is out of sight. And all the pretty gentlemen are swinging from the height. The tavern signs are creaking, and wolves are on the street. Moan Baru of Paris, and gay companions meet. They steal across the river like shadows in the sleet. It's counter, thrust, and parry. The squeaking gibbets sigh, with all of Paris laughing when Mad Villon goes by. Villon, oh Christ! It's counter, thrust, and parry. The squeaking gibbets sigh, with all of Paris laughing when Mad Villon goes by, his battered hat tilted, with visions in his eye. He's black and scarred and booted, a shabby cloak a swing, gamin of the Paris streets with silver songs to sing. This troubadour of ages past, and France was gay with spring. Cynicism. Love laughs at locksmiths, but I found it loudest laughs at me, who with my feet on solid ground have tasted agony. Love peddles heartaches at the door, in guise of happiness. Love revels at the sight of gore, and feeds its own distress. My own conclusions, boldly brief, are let it well alone. At times a healer, love's a thief, like seeds in autumn blown. And having diagnosed my case, prescribed the remedy, I find the cure I cannot face, and turn again to thee. Requiem. We were friends 4 years ago, a whistling sort of guy, the reckless sort with swift retort and mischief in his eye. Drinking deep the dregs of spring, loafing all the summer, swapping skis for satin shorts, playing clown and mummer, curling, wistful smile he had. Rich were they who knew him. The slumberous town without a frown gave its laughter to him. He swapped his skates for silver wings. Why, I'll not be knowing, unless he wished to hear at night elfin trumpets blowing. Whistling down the sky he goes, past the windy hallways. The reaching blue he traveled through, his epitaph for always. Doug, with character. He was a glad, impulsive fellow, those days I went to school. His color was a sort of yellow. With strangers, he was cool. He had an appetite for chickens that fled beneath the barn. Somehow he always got his lickings. Didn't give a darn. He roamed the town like Marco Polo. I sometimes envied him. He even tackled bulldogs solo, but ever took his whim. Somewhere he waits, beyond the border, for me, with solemn eyes, to bark defiance at the warder, for entrance no one buys. The crocus. They burden and oppress you with weighty Latin names. Hidden in some corner plot, they brush aside your claims, and pampered, planned, and petted, your indoor cousins rise, or cultured, clean, and careless, they never see the skies. They pass you by unknowing the fullness of your days. Through summer, fall, and winter, they give you little praise. They scheme and toil, untiring, and sometimes can't decide, a subtle incantation and seeds unspecified. Till spring, a lovely person comes strolling through the rain, and then the snow-white crocus smiles softly in her train. To a youth, life is very good, my son. Brightest patterns, vivid weave. So much so, when it is done, I shall be quite loath to leave. When these frail walls of crumbling air shall fall away, and leave no stain, shall pass and leave for memory there a melting shadow in the rain. Life is very good, my son. April twilight, skies of blue. With your long trail just begun, I could wish no more for you. Requiem for a Soldier. Little brown brother, you grew so tall, seldom if ever I hear you call. By summer seas on the beaches wide, the waves recede with the ebbing tide, and ever anon the white gulls flew. Whistle to me and I'll come to you. The hours were sweet through the leisured years, just two wee lads playing engineers, till dusk came down over English Bay. Before I knew it, we marched away. A boy in the sand small patterns drew. Whistle to me and I'll come to you. Neglected clothes that I cannot wear, intimate things that we used to share, taking and leaving, as one were we, on another beach, the Normandy. O gay bandetta, your eyes were blue, whistle to me and I'll come to you. Little brown brother, the years retreat at sight of a face on the aimless street. The lad that I knew, gone over the hill, your image safe in my heart, until you wake again with the sea in view. Whistle to me, and I'll come to you. The Atavist. I journey empty-handed, and ragged clothes I wear. My verses have disbanded, my sonnets take the air. I bring you naught of value, no silver-crusted hat. I questing come, and shall you turn me away for that? With new moon o'er my shoulder, and you flung like a sack, our trailing fires shall smolder to Hindustan and back. Nightmare at dawn. Sunlight strikes the faded wall, transplanted orchids three. They move and writhe and strangely shake, an undulating amber snake with beady eyes on me. Sunlight merges where the lamp its radiance flings wide, and moves a sultry dragon now, with lashing tail and scaly brow, intently to my side. Transfixed by that hypnotic stare, my gaze reluctant fell, while rampant on a sheet of flame, St. George, the dragon slayer, came with sleep to break the spell. Border incident. Shy spring comes back in rustling glade, with new green leaves and sun delayed on business at some border town, or chit-chat gossip with some brown late bird arrivals, emigres, toll tribute lacking, stiffly gaze at long for country, green and glad with slashing colors, Scottish plaid, and tartans woven in the trees. One sadly nods and swift agrees, it has no parallel at all, and half turns round as at a wall he may not pass. The hearty sun sees their grim plight, his gossip done. He pays the border tribute due, and two brown birds fly singing through. Modern parable. A blackbird carol lustily atop the mountain ash, his chest inflated cheerily with cummerbund and sash. His chants were immemorial, as old as time itself. His song outdid the oriole upon a grassy shelf. He hit the high notes heavily in scorn of plated cage, like sounding taps and reveille upon the concert stage. He sang with haughty attitude for a plebeian. Oh, shit. What is that, plebeians? He sang with haughty attitude for plebeians nearby. He sang with haughty attitude for plebeians nearby, with smug and pompous platitude, intent to petrify. His moral was obscurity, thereby a tale may hang, revealed that all futurity may ponder what he sang. Portrait. Piquant nose and lifted eyes seem perpetually surprised at the secrets hid away, close beneath a manner gay, ears to which her friends confide lost ambition, vanished pride, lilting smile and tender heart, rather plain if judged apart, but together they transform into something rich and warm, sweetly intimate and fine, careless hours and candle shine. More than one her secret knows, half the city sends her bows. The other day, I came across an old oil lamp with decorated shade, and painted on its base the stamp some old world craftsman made. It brought to mind my mother's smile, her softly gleaming hair. The slow revolving seasons pile my listless heart with care. It wakened dreams I thought were dead of drowsy corn at night, and soft grass swaying from the tread of quickened winds in flight. It opened vaults where memories stem in brightly burnished stream. How little time has tarnished them, how gay the colors seem. That tender heart has taken wings, the crannied rooms are bare, but still her smiling presence clings in lyric sequence there. No antique furniture I see, no faded prints conceal and mock with wistful gaucherie the dream she made so real. The lingered roses droop and fall, unmindful of her hand, while proud of trust reposed and tall, the guarding poplars stand. Rain telepathy. The brown boards break a bitter wind. It beats with leathern hands, and groping fingers of the rain slide silver, slender strands. No poetry is solitude, but stark and sullen prose. This rain that rocks my cabin door shakes somewhere else a rose. The savage wind that fury breeds may stir Joanna's hair, and count the dimples on her cheek, and deem them more than fair. This very rain that stings my hand, and her red lips may dwell, and whisper secrets in that ear I had not dared to tell. When on returning tides I come, we'll meet for moments slow, While looking in her clear, dark eyes, she'll softly breathe, "I know." Said the phoenix, "Speak well of change, I know that too. I journeyed, stopped, and stood aghast. The very language changed and seemed a musty relic of the past. Eroded mountains sank to earth, a jealous earth that claims her own. Dead galaxies were wheeling dim, a thousand forests turned to stone. The oily tides lethargic grew on sunken seas of lost renown. The ageless earth was growing old, the songless birds were somber brown. The sun and moon, quiescent stars, were lusterless and dying fires. The music of the spheres was done, the singing birds had dropped their lyres. The pyramids were crumbled dust, and stagnant rivers on a plain were monster snakes that went to sleep, a sleep unbroken by the rain. And men, they were inhuman things, that time sent mad, while serried rank of faces watched emotionless, dead expression, cold and blank. I spoke, who are these seeming men? Why stand they moveless in the sun? We have evolved and reached the height. Our goal is reached, our prize is won. O'erhead, the muddy skies gave tongue, and screeching winds roared down the world. Their blear eyes brightened, they were young, and one more planet sunward hurled. The Age of Machines, with apologies to Mr. Kipling. We are running smooth, Lord, and we are compass sure. We have conquered hunger that our masters might endure. Pistons dredging bowels of earth, turbines growling low. We are more than human, Lord, you have told us.